Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
This week on the education front, there's bad news and there's good news. The bad news comes from Chicago, where 25,000 teachers walked off the job and 350,000 students got an unexpected vacation. As usual, it's over salaries, but in this case, there's another issue. Despite a $700 million budget shortfall, teachers rejected a 16% pay raise over 4 years, holding out for a 19% raise, despite the fact that the average teacher in Chicago already makes $76,000 a year. I know it's supposed to be about the kids, but somehow this just feels like it's about the adults. Another sticking point is teacher evaluations. The union's worried that 6,000 teachers could lose their jobs if performance evaluations based on standardized test scores are implemented. So let's get this straight. Chicago teachers are some of the highest paid in the nation, but they want a 19% wage increase and no increase in accountability. Sounds like a sweet deal. The only hitch is the $700 million budget gap, a problem that's hitting school districts across the nation. And this is just the beginning. We can expect to see more strikes in cities across the U.S. as public employee unions struggle with lower wage and benefit offers in a stagnant economy. On the flip side, we have some good news on the education front as business leaders, government officials, and members of the education community gathered for the official kickoff of ACE scholarships in Montana. The effort, led by Greg and Susan Gianforte of Bozeman, gives students and their families choices in education by providing scholarships to allow students to attend private schools. As the program expands in the coming years, we can expect the demand to increase also. But this isn't simply a giveaway program. The scholarships are $2,000 each, so parents have to contribute a significant amount as well. In effect, it's a partnership that puts a private education within the reach of families who might not otherwise have the means. The executive board of ACE is a who's who of the state's leaders. It's geographically diverse and covers all facets of the political spectrum. These leaders recognize Montana's challenges with a high dropout rate and high remediation rates, and they're not waiting for a government solution. As leaders typically do, they're going straight to the heart of the problem. Kids need choices, and these folks are sacrificing their own resources to make sure that those choices are available. In addition to their efforts through ACE, many of these leaders are also pushing for additional school choice options such as charter schools, vouchers, education savings accounts, and tax credit scholarships. Montana is one of only 7 remaining states without school choice, and it's time for us to catch up. While the strike in Chicago focuses on the adults, there are some adults, like those at ACE, who are actually focused on the kids. Maybe the teachers in Chicago could learn a lesson. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.